The show built no matter for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go.
The best of the stuff you know and love. And breaking tracks from your next favorite artist. On air, online, and streaming across the globe.
Yeah.
Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Ash London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive, Australia. My name is Ash London. Welcome to the show. We hope you're having an incredible Thursday evening. This is the show that celebrates the greatest thing on earth, in my opinion, music. I'm joined by my producer, Draco, in studio, rocking a linen look once again. Good evening.
Yeah, top and shorts.
Oh,
and a canvas shoe. It's so summery. You just think David Jones catalog, so hot, what a tan. Is that a model?
Well, you're looking summery, and we've got a whole stack of incredible summery music for you guys. We're going to chat to the XX tonight. They're calling through from New York City, fresh off the Jimmy Fallon stage. Plus, I love this. Hilarious. Maddie Healy from the 1975 has thrown some pretty ballsy shade at new music from a very popular artist.
Oh, it's going to be rubbish. It's going to be rubbish.
Find out who he's throwing shade on before 9 o'clock. But first,
Ash London's Trending 10.
This is Trending 10 tracks from around the world that we are loving right now for one reason or another. But before we get into it, I've got to give some serious shout-outs. Alicia on the Gold Coast, Bella in Bateman's Bay, good old Anthony in Hornsby, Sydney, Tony. It's usually girls that tweet us, so I'm stoked when a fella goes, yep, on the scene.
I'll take a shout-out on the radio.
Just because his name's Anthony
know why.
Doesn't mean he's Greek.
Well, that's
that
my
about?
Dad's name. He's not Greek, so...
Let's get into your Trending 10, guys. We're kicking it off at number 10 with In Stereo. The track is called Girlfriend. Welcome to Ash London Live.
Ash London Live.
This is one of the exciting things about all of our favourite artists having social media is that now when they're in the studio, they can kind of give us a bit of a taster as to what they're up to. We don't have to wait for an official like leak or for them to put the actual song out. Demi Lovato has been in studio as well as Chance the Rapper. Now, he's been hanging out with Anderson .Paak. These guys are two of my favourite hip-hop artists right now. Get Colouring Book from Chance the Rapper. Get Malibu from Anderson .Paak. Hopefully between those two mixtapes and albums, you'll love something. But even more exciting, they've been collaborating in the studio. Take a listen to this Snapchat.
Still West Side, right on time.
So they've just done, like, just made some music, and then they get a drink, they play it back, and they Snapchat them listening back to a mix of their own music, which I think is such a cool, interesting way to see what goes on kind of behind the scenes. Now, if you're not into hip-hop, that's cool, but maybe you'll be into Miss Demi Lovato. Now, she does a lot of pop music, but I feel like she never really shows off the power of her vocals. Well, she's been in the studio with Diane Warren. Take a listen to this.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, that's the kind of, like, vocals I want to hear in our pop songs these days. Because we have these, you know, these singers, but they're doing, like, cool pop songs, like Hands to Myself. Like, that's a great song, but, you know, you don't need a huge vocal range to pull it off. I want to go back to, like, the 90s Mariah days where our pop stars, like, Tori Kelly.
Yeah.
Who just shows off. You know what I mean, Draco?
I feel like Demi does that quite a bit. Like, in Skyscraper, her song from a couple years ago, that sounds like that sort of. And she's an amazing singer.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to amazing new stuff from Demi Lovato in 2017, as well as Lorde, Katy Perry, some of like the biggest artists in the world are making their big comebacks this year. It's a very exciting time to be alive. Stick around. We have got an Ash London Loves track tonight from Jacob Whitesides. You guys have been inundating us on Twitter. So finally, we're going to give him a spin.
Ash London Live.
Well, we have been playing their track on hold nonstop since it dropped, and we are so excited to have Oliver from the XX on the line right now. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Are you having a wonderful day today, / night, / whatever time of day it is in the world where you are right now, Oliver?
Yes, we're having a good one. We're in New York, and we've just got back from playing Jimmy Fallon, which was terrifying, but lots of fun. He's the nicest guy, and yeah, I think it went well.
For everyone at home that will, let's be honest, never get the chance to play Fallon, What is that experience like? Do you rock up early and have a rehearsal? Like, how long are you actually on the premises for? How long does the whole thing take?
We pretty much spent the day there. We got there early in the morning, did a few rehearsals, and then had lunch and did the show. It was great. We did Saturday Night Live at the end of last year, which was a bit of a longer process, and because it's live, but. Yeah, it was great.
Amazing. And you did two tracks on SNL as well, hey?
Yes. And we did two today. One of them's for online and one of them's for the show. We're going to go out for dinner tonight at basically like a pub where we can watch it live on TV.
So wonderful. But first you have to sit in your hotel room and speak to random people across the world that you don't really know. Lucky you, hey? All you want to do is eat a burger and bloody Ash London's calling. Talk about God knows what.
I'm definitely ordering a burger.
Yes. Because you know if you're in New York, the burger is just going to be, like, obnoxiously slutty. Like, it's not going to be some low-fat burger with sweet potato chips. You go on the whole hog.
I'm fully treating myself.
Good.
When we go on tour, I pretty much do food tours.
Yes.
So, when I'm in Australia, lots of, like, really good seafood and barbecues. Mm.
You were just here. Did we treat you well? Did you have a lovely time?
We had such a nice time, considering the trip that it was, in that we weren't playing any shows. It was just kind of lots of, like, speaking and doing promotional stuff.
Yeah.
It was a great trip. We got a few days to just relax and enjoy ourselves. We went to the beach in Sydney. Spend the day there. Yeah, it was a great trip. But I wanted to come back and actually play.
For us, we work in, this is a really commercial radio station that we work on. We play a lot of Bieber, I'm not going to lie. So for someone like me who's been a fan of you guys for so long, it's such a joy to be able to play on hold, you know, and have our audiences, younger audiences especially, you know, 14, 15-year-olds, respond so positively to it. How cool is that?
That makes me so, so happy. You know, what you were saying about Bieber, there's no shame there. We love pop music.
Yeah.
There is no, you know, guilty pleasures. It's just pleasure.
Well, I think that's the beautiful thing about music, especially music now where people have access to all sorts of music. Well, it's a beautiful album and I couldn't be happier that you have put it out into the world for us to enjoy. Thank you so much, Oliver, for making time to chat to me today. Enjoy New York. Enjoy your slutty burger. After this, I think you've well and truly earned it, my friend.
Thank you so much. It's great to speak to you.